This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Josh Wheeler, our producer, once again, Lindsey Brown has the afternoon off, and we're going to get into college football later. We have the Twins and the Diamondbacks coming up tonight. But one of the big stories on the local front is Kirill Kaprizov. And can he agree to terms with the Minnesota Wild on a long-term deal? The initial offer apparently would have made him the highest-paid player in the NHL, but he turned it down, and Jess Myers joins us to sort it all out from the Pioneer Press. Jess, good to visit with you. Should Wild fans be in a panic at the moment?
Not yet. I've gotten asked this question a lot this week, Steve, in the wake of the report that came out, I want to say Tuesday or Wednesday. It was just one post on social media from Frank Saravalli, who's a trusted name, who revealed, and his sources told him 8 years, $16 million was offered, $16 million per year, $128 million total was offered to Kirill Kaprizov, which would have been the biggest contract in NHL history. Not only would he have been the highest paid player currently, but the highest paid player ever, and he turned it down. Now, we've gotten no confirmation of this from Kaprizov or his agent. We've gotten nothing from the Wild. Bill Guerin has been very quiet, as he should be, because this is not certainly something that you want to negotiate in public or you want to negotiate in the media. But I've had friends, Wild fans and friends in the know say, how worried should I be? And I told them this, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being he's going to sign a long-term contract later this afternoon, 10 being go ahead and buy a Florida Panthers jersey with number 97 on it right now and save yourself the time, I would put it at about a 4. I don't think there's a reason to panic or to make it a foregone conclusion that he's not going to be on this team a year from now. But also, if those reports are accurate and if he did turn down a contract of that magnitude, it does raise some questions about, does he want to be in Minnesota? Does he want more money? Does he want less years on the contract? Just a whole rash of questions were raised by this initial report. And keep in mind, we're less than a week away from the start of training camp. So this is something that certainly the Wild would want resolved and not hanging over their heads all season.
Yeah, and we talked before you jumped on a plane from the Valley of the Sun back here to Minnesota about this very issue. And the thought was, and I think the conventional wisdom is that he's going to get paid either way. The question is, does he want to commit the prime of his career to the Wild, or does he want a shorter term and see how it plays out? So he still has an opportunity to still maybe go somewhere else and put his name on the cup.
let me offer an opinion there, and this is just an opinion.
Yep.
This is not based on anything I know. This is not based on anyone I've talked to, but keep in mind this about Kirill Kaprizov. He's played five seasons in the NHL now. He's coming off his most injury-prone season. Keep in mind, 82 regular season games last year, he played 41 of them. So he missed exactly half of the season with various injuries. Coming off of a year like that and already being 28 years old, I don't think you're turning down more years. I think you would want to secure your financial future and get as many years under contract as you possibly can. Again, unless he has just made up his mind that this is not a place he wants to play or not a place he wants to live long term. And there's nothing to indicate that. Everything we've heard from Kirill Kaprizov in person, when we spoke to him at the end of last season in May, when he did kind of his exit interviews with all of the media, is he said he likes it here. He said, you know, he thinks it'll get done. Bill Guerin has said that his relationship with Kirill is absolutely fine. In fact, a very positive relationship. So we've seen absolutely nothing to indicate that this is not a place that he wants to play, other than this report that the first contract offer he turned down. Now, as I said in the story I wrote for the Star Tribune, I don't write for the Star Tribune, I write for the Pioneer Press. As I said in my story a couple days ago, a good negotiator will tell you, never take the first offer. So maybe that's all this is. Maybe it's just, you know, okay, that's your first offer. We'll look at it. No, try again. Let's come up with something new.
Yeah, and Josh Wheeler, who's producing today, said the exact same thing when I said, hey, we're going to have Jess Myers on. We're going to talk about the Kirill Kaprizov thing. Is it too early to panic? And Josh said that exact same thing. And I know over the years when Josh has had big contract offers, he's never taken the first one. Right, Josh?
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Absolutely. When you, whenever you want to walk up, Josh, to, you know, a multi-year deal, I know you have to work at it. He's not just going to roll over, you know. And his agent will tell you the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, and I have never had an offer of any sort. I've pretty much had to beg and plead for all my opportunities to this point. By the way, Jazz Myers joins us here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Camp is starting, and yes, this could be a major distraction, but you also have a club that, as a whole, starting with Bill Guerin, the head coach, the coaching staff, all the players would love to return to the postseason, and they begin the work in what is a very long campaign shortly.
You know, I was joking with someone. I didn't do a lot of work in August. I think I wrote two stories because you build up a lot of time off, you know, because you're working a lot during the winter. Yeah. August is the one true month off in the NHL. Think of that. The other 11 months out of the year, you've got training camp. Then you've got the regular season until April. Then you've got the playoffs until sometimes in June. Then you've got the draft. Then you've got free agency. Then you've got development camps, all of that. August is the one true month when people can get away. And, it's been quiet, and rightfully so. But like you say, this is something the Wild want to get done. They not only for the sake of having Kirill Kaprizov on their roster long-term, and he has proved himself to be one of the more dynamic players in the NHL, but if it doesn't get done, like I said, then it hangs over your head. Then you start to talk about things like, can you trade him in the middle of the season? You know, would he allow a waiver of his no-movement contract and allow himself to be traded? Would he want to play someplace else? I wrote about this today. It's going to be in tomorrow's Pioneer Press, the Sunday edition. That's not a good option for the team. It just really isn't. When you look at the history of in-season trades, the team that gets the star player in exchange for, you know, multiple number one draft picks and multiple players and all that, the team that gets the star player usually benefits from a trade like that, which means, you know, not good news for the Wild.
Yeah, and I think it goes beyond that because the Wild on the business side are in a spot where there's probably been erosion in season ticket sales that, you know, not every game is a complete sellout like once upon a time, maybe in the wake of the Parisi Suter deal. And, oh, by the way, the building's 25 years old, and they're moving in the direction of saying, hey, we need some help to remodel the Xcel Energy Center. And there's even been talk about the potential of a new situation for the Wild somewhere else in town.
You would think, if you're the city leaders in Minneapolis in regards to the Timberwolves, if you're the city leaders in St. Paul with regards to the Wild, the last thing you would want to do is see either team leave your community, you know, and you're right. We're hearing things about Bloomington, that Mall of America area, where there's still some developable land where you could potentially put up an arena. We're hearing things about Eagan and the Viking Lakes area, where there's all of that land. And you know the Wilf family loves to put up buildings and charge money for parking and all of that stuff. So you're right. You know, that is creeping into it as well. There is nothing that would put that talk to rest quicker than a great season on the ice for the Wild, you know, a deeper playoff run. You know, I long for the days where it would be middle of May and the North Stars were deep in the playoffs and folks would be tailgating out in the Met Center parking lot. And we just haven't had that in way too long here. So that is a key to all of it. And obviously, one of the ways you make that happen is with a star player like Kaprizov, who's healthy and can lead this team on a playoff run.
Yeah, in the short term, selling season tickets and single game tickets, having that superstar locked in makes that job a whole lot easier. And then beyond that, as we pointed out, you know, the lobbying to say, hey, the Axe, now Grand Casino Arena, has been a great building. I still think it's a terrific building. I've been there for a lot of high school sporting events in the past year. It's still great sight lines. It probably needs some upgrades. Ultimately, who's going to pay for that and what that looks like will ultimately be sorted out by the Wild and city leaders, and maybe the county or the state will have some involvement. But having Kaprizov done makes all of that stuff easier.
And not to put any more urgency on this, because Bill Guerin knows what he's up against and all of that. But you think about this factor, and we've been down this road before with Marian Gaborik, where he was heading into the last year of his contract. He wasn't sure he was going to re-sign. He turned down a contract offer from the Wild. And then, okay, he's going to play out the last year of his contract. We'll see where it goes. We'll see if we can trade him, all of that. Then he got hurt. And then his final year with the Wild, he was hurt most of the year, so then you can't trade him. And lo and behold, on July 1st of that year, I think it was 2008, he leaves and the Wild get nothing for him. And you know, in typical Minnesota sports fan fashion, a couple years later, he's hoisting the Stanley Cup with the LA Kings, because that just seems to always be the way it works for all sports in Minnesota, it seems like.
Yeah, and to that, you can just say, please, no. We don't want a scenario like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
To unfold. Hey, Jazz, always
we
good to visit
our dues.
With you.
We paid our dues there, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We definitely paid our dues. For sure. Jez, always great. Thanks. And once again, we really do appreciate when you jump on and visit with us.
Always good to talk about it. I hope sooner rather than later we have something else to talk about and this gets resolved.
Yeah, for sure. There he is. Jez Myers covers the Wild with the Pioneer Press. His work online at twincities.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.